Petersburg District Ranger Jason Anderson and his co-workers were on the job first thing Thursday morning after Congress finally reached a deal to end the federal government's partial shutdown.
So we had established some calling trees, eventually understanding that we would have a call back. And so I got a call last night from my supervisor. There were ongoing conference calls during the furlough about various shutdown-related activities. So knew last night as of the signing of the legislation that we would all be getting the call. Got the call from my boss and started making calls last night and let everyone know to show up tomorrow. This morning at 8 o'clock, and by and large everyone was here before then or shortly before then, and now we're just kind of figuring out what's next.
Part of that work includes reauthorizing contracts that were suspended during the shutdown. The largest affected project in the Petersburg area is the Tonka timber sale on Eastern Kuprinoff Island across from town.
All timber sales on the district, on the forest, and I believe nationally as well, were suspended. And notifications were issued probably sometime around the second week of the furlough activity, just allowing operators a short window of time to close up their operations and mobilize out of their areas. Certain activities were continuing to, I think haul, so wood that was down, haul was allowed to be performed to move wood from one place to another. There were some activities established in Klawak, for instance, where a lot of the scaling is done for some of the large sales. So those things persisted, but only as a means to try and make sure we had sort of tidied up all of our contractual obligations to the purchaser, aside from the being suspended.
Contractors are now back on the job at Tonka, according to Papik Alaska Logging, which is working the sale for the purchaser, Viking Lumber. Both companies are in Klawak. Papik office manager Kate Lankford says the loss of time had a big impact on the company and the nearly 40 people it employs at Tonka. During the shutdown, she says Papik completely ceased operations. Its workers were put on standby and headed home. She says only a cook and a mechanic stayed behind to maintain the logging camp and equipment. By the time the shutdown ended, Lankford says the company had lost part of its workforce and some people were unable to return or chose not to. Depending on the weather, Lankford says Papik will try to finish up its work for the season by the end of the month and will return next spring. District Ranger Anderson says the Forest Service did not suspend its service contracts, things like road maintenance, but the agency could not pay contractors during the shutdown.
So I made contact with a couple of contractors in the community and let them know that, and I think they were all pretty well aware of that, but their operations were not actually suspended. They just had to make the decision for themselves whether they wanted to work and wait to be paid or hold off on the work and government, restarted. So, there's a large construction project over in Cake that was going on. There's some activity. There's, your ongoing road maintenance activities here on Mitkoff Island. This is a good time of year to be doing some of that work before the snow flies.
Anderson thinks there was a lot of relief among his coworkers when they returned to the office Thursday.
Certainly some frustration for the time off. Most of us would have chosen not to be off, obviously. But some relief that it's over, and then a little bit of uncertainty as to what's next. In terms of, the startup for our fiscal year is pretty routine for us. We know what we're doing in terms, that's regular flow of work, but operating under the short-term approach that's been offered up in the legislation means that we're going to eventually have to prepare ourselves again for what's next.
The legislation Congress passed this week funds the government through January 15th and increases the debt limit through February 7th. That will mean revisiting the budget battle in the months to come. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.